Well, there's two different reactions. For supporters of the NPP, they are very happy. They were honking their car horns. They were blowing vuvuzelas. They were jubilating in the street, particularly at Nima, here in Accra, where the president's personal residence is. The main opposition, National Democratic Congress, let me put it this way, they are not happy with the results. They thought that there were some concerns that were not properly addressed, and that is why they have not reacted positively to the re-election of incumbent president Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo.
Peter, the election must have been a very close one, given the winning percentage of nearly 52%.
Well, James, it is. But in the regular Ghanaian political climate, although it is close, it is wide as well, because the president won with at least 600,000 votes, which is no mean feat. Now, the ruling party, before they won the first round of election 4 years ago, they won with 1 million votes. That is what they said. This time around, it's about 600,000 plus votes.
The main opposition candidate and the former president, John Mahama, has he conceded, because a day after the election, he has served a warning to the government not to steal the election.
Well, he has yet to concede. Other opposition leaders called to congratulate Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, looking at the trajectory of the results that were certified by the Electoral Commission. Some officials that I spoke with late last night were telling me that they are not conceding. They were going to fight it. I don't know how. Probably they might go the legal route. Nobody knows. But we will talk to them again to find out their next line of action. But so far, the former president has yet to concede that he lost the election fair and square.
Peter, what do you see as some of the challenges for President-elect Akufo-Addo as he gets set to begin his second term?
One key thing a lot of people are talking about here is the impact of the COVID-19 on the economy, which slowed. It forced the president to close the borders. Businesses were slowed. So that is one thing that he has to deal with. And then the other challenge is to unite the country, because anytime there's an election, there's a winner, there's a loser. You need to reach out, you know, probably try to smoke the peace pipe and then reconcile the two parties, you know, to come up and join together to build the nation up. Those are the two main challenges that a political analyst here in Accra told me when I spoke with them about some of the challenges that he faces.
What can you tell us, Peter, about this report, quoting the Ghanaian police, that at least five people were killed in the election-related violence?
Well, those are isolated cases, because overall, the country was peaceful. There were a few skirmishes here and there. The police are investigating the circumstances leading to the death of these individuals.
Thank you so much, Peter. And we look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow on this program.
Thank you.